Rocking the web since 2014, iRockRadio.me. We're at Love Drafts Brewery in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I am Jay Hunter, and I'm joined by Bobby from the band Saliva. Bobby, welcome.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time. You just flew in, you said.
I came from Florida, if you could not tell, by my shorts.
You're still looking very beachy. I like that.
Right.
I like that.
It was a delayed flight and some of that stuff, but it's all good. I made it here, and Uber driver almost killed me. But
now, do you get to go back to vacation afterwards, or are you continuing the tour?
No, I'm out here for that vacay was 2 days. So we played the other night in a machine shop in Michigan, and flew to Orlando to meet my wife and kids for Volcano Bay action.
Oh, cool! How was it?
Water park. It was good, man, but my wife is like 7.5 months pregnant, so she was probably not the smartest, but...
Wow. Now, is she with you, or did she go back home?
No, she was with us. She was with us, but
is she with you now to travel on the tour?
We live in Jacksonville, so we're only 2 hours north of Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So, just met them there because Detroit had a straight shot to Orlando.
Right.
Flight, so it was just easier to do that. But yeah, now so we're here in Mechanicsburg tonight, and then we head in tomorrow. I think we're in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow, and we'll be in South Dakota on Saturday.
All right. So if you want the full list of where they're going to be, follow them on the socials. Follow Facebook.
Instagram. Yeah. OnlyFans. I mean, all that stuff, man.
So. All right. So you've been in the band now for what's been 11 years or?
I'm in the 11th year. Yeah.
So I got to ask you, because it's the first time I've met you, even though you guys actually played our birthday bash three years ago in Reading. And okay. It's a shame because I never got a chance to talk to you. So, but it was a pleasure to have you guys in Trapped.
Was that Reverb? Yes. Oh, yep. Right. Yeah.
So, but that was a great show. You guys put on a killer performance.
Thank you. Yeah.
So with it being 11 years now and you look back, what was it like stepping into that situation? Like, did you feel like you could switch drummers or you could switch guitarists and there's pressure involved, but when you're stepping into the role of vocals before you've established yourself, how was it?
You never know how it's going to work. I mean, there's been a lot of times where bands would change singers and it didn't work. I mean, you know,
yeah.
But so we didn't really know going into it. We just were like, we took a shot and you know, they took a shot and we created, you know, three or four songs in Jacksonville. We felt like it clicked, but we didn't really know if it would click until we got on tour. So then you get on tour and basically that first run for me was, you know, you're trying to get that experience and you're trying to figure it out, you know, because you're coming into a band that's already been rolling at that time 10 years,
right.
You know?
Right.
So it's not easy. I would never say it is. But I guess what I was always, from day one, what I tried to do was just bring new life to the band and just do my own thing.
Right.
You know, because all these guys are like, you know, a decade older than me anyway, and with the experience part as well. So I wasn't trying to do anything against what the brand and the legacy had already done. It was more of just like, let's just start 2.0 and just, you know, Saliva 2.0 and start fresh and just...
Well, and the reason why I even brought it up was because, what was it, a year or two ago, you came out with Every 20 Years.
Right.
The Greatest Hits.
Yes.
And you re-recorded
a
lot of the older songs and you redid Click, Click, Boom.
Right.
And you redid, and you did. You brought new life into it.
That was really, you know, the band, and I include myself in this because we had all had been talking about this 20th reunion thing that the band could potentially do. And, you know, there were talks about me playing drums. There were talks about, you know, doing some vocals and him doing some vocals. And there was all these other talks that where we could try to all, like, do something really cool. And it just didn't work out. It didn't really pan out. Not because of those reasons, but just scheduling and a lot of other things had come up and didn't really the timing just didn't really line up, you know. Then you know, it just turned into we're just going to do something for the fans. And we ended up re-recording some of the songs. And a couple of them had already been recorded like a few years ago. So
I love the fact that you redid the older songs as well to give them that extra oomph.
Yeah, it was never
from the earlier years.
And it was never like a disrespect thing. It was all just let's do something for the fans. And frankly, I mean, it was an old question to me to hear in interviews or to hear from fans. Hey, are you ever gonna do any of the old stuff? Hey, are you ever gonna do like redo Click Click Boom with your voice on it or whatever?
Yeah,
that was to put all that to bed. That was really why we thought that'd be a good idea.
You have a new album coming out now.
Uh-huh.
The first single that we were playing, Revelation Man.
Right.
That has special meaning for you.
Yep.
Would you care to talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, that's one of those songs that a lot of songs on this record reflect my sobriety. I've been sober over 3.5 years now. And, you know, the last record that we put out was the 10 Lives record. And, you know, I was not sober on that record. And a lot of that, yeah, I could tell. Lyrically, you know, where I was in that time. And I think that, you know, getting sober, I had a lot of time to think and to really just try and dig deep. And, you know, I just wanted my lyrics to kind of come out and help one person if it did, you know. And Revelation Man was one of those songs that was about a guy having to go down so low and basically hit rock bottom to overcome and to find himself again, you know, basically go into hell to be reborn.
Yeah.
And that's what that song is about. And you know, Revelation Man, I'm talking about not just me in particular, but that person that feels like, you know, they've literally, you know, reached their end and don't know the way out, but they're, you know, you can find that way out. So
there's obviously a lot of people that are dealing with that. And congratulations on your 3.5
Thank
years.
You. Thank you.
That said, if you were to give one piece of advice to someone who's having a hard time, what would you say?
Man, it's tough because I don't walk in their shoes. No, we don't walk in the other person's shoes to really know what they're dealing with.
Right.
But I think it's, you know, find a friend to confide in. Find somebody who you can talk to. I went to therapy, you know, and you got to find that thing that really helps you. I don't want to say that, you know, if I can do it, anybody can. But I do mean that, like, because if you would have told me 10 years ago that I would be, you know, in 7 years, you're going to quit drinking or whatever, I'd be like, well, whatever, you know. You don't really think about it until you realize that you actually have a problem. Because most people don't want to face that reality.
No.
You know, they don't like that, you know, being put in the corner and, oh, yeah.
Right, right.
So, but I think it's getting back to the core of who you are as a person. Like, you know, my therapist would say, like, you know, find that Bobby that was, like, 18 years old that just loved music and loved, like, wanted to just write songs and didn't care about what a beer tasted like and, like, things like that. Or,
right.
You know, and just getting back to that, the core of yourself. And who you are and where you come from and like what you know, where your morals and all that stuff. Because only thing alcohol ever did for me was just I made a lot of bad decisions, and you know, which most people do on you know, on drugs and things. You know, you don't make great decisions, or they don't lead to good decisions, you know,
right,
what I mean,
right.
Lead to bad things, or you know. So but luckily I never hurt anybody, or you know. So
we're gonna play Revelation Man right now. It's brand new from Saliva. This is Revelation Man on iRockRadio.me. iRockRadio.me. We just heard a double shot from Saliva. They're one of their latest ones, Revelation Man. And also, off of the Greatest Hits album, you guys did a cover of Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
What made you choose Spoon Man?
So, when we were, during the whole pandemic thing, we did a lot of, we like recorded a record, we recorded the Every 20 Years stuff, and we did a covers record. So we did like 10 cover songs that we tracked and recorded, and that was one of them. And we were just like, well, when we do the EP, why don't we just throw a cover on there? And we just, we decided to do, I don't know why we picked that one in particular. I think it was because Wayne was, I had Wayne cut the solo when we did the every 20 years stuff. So,
well, you guys killed it.
Well, thanks.
You absolutely this killed
is, yeah, because that's not easy to do.
No, no.
And no. I honestly still like the original. I mean, I like Chris Cornell. I love Soundgarden. I love all that stuff. But it was cool to do it. And then, you know, funny story. I was, I actually played the spoons as well.
Oh, you do? Okay.
On the song. So when I go down to my kitchen and I'm upstairs and I'm like, you just sitting there just trying to bang these spoons in triplet time and weird time signature. And then all of a sudden, like, I get a text from my wife and she's like, what the fuck are you doing up there? like I'm like trying to learn how to play spoons up here. She's like, what are you doing to our spoons?
So what is the secret to playing a good spoon?
Honestly, like, it's
or
weird.
Set of spoons, I
so they
say.
Actually had a real guy. Like, that song was about a guy that was down in, like
New Orleans? Or
like, when they went to, like, Venice Beach, or they went somewhere,
yeah.
I think, and then there was a guy, or maybe he was in Seattle. I don't remember exactly, but there was a guy that they would see, and he was like the spoon man. He would just wail with the spoons, and that's what gave him the idea for the song. And they had the guy, I'm pretty sure they had him come and play on the record. And they feature him in the video. He's in the beginning of the video and stuff, too.
That was the guy that it was about.
That's the guy, yeah.
All right.
So it's a true story. The song was about this guy. So when you watch him, like, play, he's holding, like, three different spoons in each hand, and he's got them positioned a certain way. So I could never figure that out. I'm just like, I'm just going to sit here and try to get...
You just taught yourself the basics.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to play this in time as much as I can. So, I guarantee you, if you solo it out, it's all over the place.
Well, I can only offer to teach you how to play ham bone if you teach me how to play spoons.
I still do not know how to play spoons, man, but okay. I tried.
All right.
I gave it my best shot.
So, let's see. You're in the middle of the tour right now, but, I mean, it's been quite a few years. So,
yeah.
Sober... Not sober. What would you say a typical day in the life of Saliva now on the road is compared to 11 years ago?
Oh, every other day someone thinks they're sick, or, like, you know, it's just everyone's getting older, man, you know? So there's not.
So is it instead of partying, it's video games on the bus?
No. There's like, no video games. But, you know, we do have, like, YouTube TV, and we, you know, watch, you know, it's been Stanley Cup, the hockey lately, NBA Finals, things like that. And, you know, we love touring in fall during football season because there's always football on.
What's your favorite go-to stop when you're on the road?
Like, for a day off?
No, right? Like, you have a few hours in between, and, you know, it's not an original place, but like a chain place of, you know what, I got to go to that.
Well, if we're on the, like, West Coast, it's usually like, try to hit an In-N-Out burger at least once.
In-N-Out burger is the best burger I've ever had in my life.
I'm not going to lie. I had the burger from this place, Love Drafts.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And I'm being for real when I say that. It was really good.
Yeah. No, they do. They have good burgers, and they also have good chicken.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I found a place out in California. I took my son to San Diego a couple months ago. We went to the zoo and went and did all that fun father-son stuff. And, I asked a guy at Starbucks, where can I get a good burger that's not In-N-Out? And he goes, oh, dude, there's this place. Nobody, it's a secret unless you know about it. He says, it puts In-N-Out to shame, but it's like In-N-Out, though, like the way the burger is. So he told me the place, man. And we went over there. Sure enough, it was like not in the greatest neighborhood. It was all graffiti everywhere, but dude, it was the
best
burger.
And the grill probably had a shitload of grease all over it.
It was awesome. It was so good.
Adds flavor.
And it was packed.
That's where the best burger and dog joints are.
And that's probably one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Just a few months ago.
One thing that we do like to do with everyone that interviews with us for the first time is do something called Three Quickies and Afterthought. So we'll give you some questions that are multiple choice, and then just, you know, come to the first one that comes to your mind, and then afterwards we'll do a deep thought question. First question is vinyl, CD, or MP3?
Vinyl.
Rap, classical, or jazz? One has to go. Which one?
Jazz.
So Saliva has been a wrestling-oriented band for a long time, being involved with the WWE with doing some different songs. Assuming you're a wrestling fan, Bullet Club or NWO?
NWO.
NWO. Okay. And lastly, what would be your one Groundhog Day if you had to relive a day over and over again?
Like just one day?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I mean, regardless of what it is, you're going to go crazy eventually, but...
Right. What was it with him? It was like the same thing. The alarm clock would go off at 6 a.m.
Yep, Sonny and Cher. Yep.
Oh, man, that's right. That song. Man. Kids being born, maybe?
When your kids were born?
Yeah.
Cool.
That'd be a good one.
Okay.
As fucking nuts as it is, that's pretty crazy, but it's cool. Special moment.
How many do you have now?
Two. I'm about to have a third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said she's... Seven and a half months.
Yeah.
So,
my son is almost 15. My daughter's almost will be 11 in a few weeks.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the upcoming pregnancy. Hoping everything goes well. And
yeah, hopefully I will be alive to see it.
Are you? Because
I'm not home right now.
Are you
going to
be in the delivery room? Are you planning on being in the delivery room?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you know, this is kind of like the this is kind of the time where you know the woman's like.
Oh, yeah.
Where you at, man?
Yep.
Where you at? I'm like, I'm in PA right now. Is she like here somewhere? You know?
You get your ass here now.
Right, right.
We're talking with Bobby from the band Saliva. Thank you very much for coming out.
Yeah, man.
And again, good luck with the rest of the tour and then also with your third child.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for making time for us. Bobby from Saliva, we're going to go into Crows right now on iRockRadio.me.